Joining us now on the radio sports page, we have Newton Jr., Tori White, and she is transitioning from a pretty successful swim season into basketball now. Tori, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, of course. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about how swimming went for you. You ended up making the state tournament in a couple events, right?
Yeah, so I made it in the 100 back individually and then in the 200 medley relay. And the 200 free relay. So it was pretty good. I placed higher in the 100 back than I did last year, so that was a good step up. And then our 200 free relay placed top 8, and that's like one of the highest that we've placed in that. So it was really fun to be a part of that and be able to go and compete at such a good meet this year.
Were you pretty pleased with your season overall?
Yeah, I feel like my individual, like my 100 back, that's like my favorite event. Like that's the event I do. And I feel like I could have like done better in that, because I swam better last year at one meet, but it's still like the same seconds, just like the milliseconds or was faster, but like time is time. So but I am still happy about my placement at state and placing better than I did last year, because I got 31st last year at state, and this year I got 24th in that. So it was good to like jump from that this year. But like relays, I am very happy about. We dropped a lot of time postseason, and it was just really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, I understand you girls have been swimming together for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've been swimming like. Me personally, I've been swimming since I was like in first or second grade. So like we've been swimming Penguins, which is like the little club team, for so long. And it's so weird having them be seniors, because like I've never not swam with them. So like it's so weird to like know that next year it's just like me and Harper, really. That's like that I've swam with for all those years. So it's crazy to me, and I'm kind of sad, but can't help it. So
next year will be your last year with Nick too. Nick Shelton, he's coached you for pretty much all that time, right?
Yeah. So he's been he coached us for Penguin Swim, I think 1 or 2 years, I don't remember. So, and then when Sarah Patterson, when she retired or whatever, we like had to get him to come. We know exactly who we want. And so we were like, we have to get him back. And so we came back, and so we were just so happy. And he's such a good coach. He's works us very hard, but it's all worth it. And we just got to like trust him. And it worked out pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, so definitely it did. We'll look for good things from you in the pool again next year.
Yes.
Now you're transitioning to a basketball here under Jake Bennett. And this is kind of hard to believe that you're the leading scorer returning back.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, honestly, because, like, it doesn't feel like I'm the leading scorer. Like, I feel like I try to do, like, I don't know. I feel like I do a lot for the team. Like, I'm not trying to like be like that. I don't know. Like, I'm the rebounder. Like, everyone knows me. Like, I'm the rebounder of the team, you know? So, like, it's weird to be, like, the points leader or whatever. Because, like, I know I am, obviously. Yeah. But, like, just, like, realizing that and not, like, I'm not just the rebounder. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, good to see that, like, I contribute more than just, like, those things, you know? And, like, assists, I think my assists are pretty high, too. So I like being able to do a lot for the team.
Yeah, you are the top rebounder, as you mentioned, as well. But got a lot of experience back with the girls around you, too. So you think that's going to help you this year?
Yes, I do. Because last year, we have all our returning starters this year. And then, our sixth and seventh man are in, too. So, like, we have all our returning scorers and players. And so I'm excited to see the growth into this season, because we're working hard every day in the mornings, on Saturdays. I feel like we'll have a pretty good season, because last year we had 7 wins, which is better than what we've had in previous years. But and that was with a new coach and like everything. So I think this year, since we're like be in the groove of things and where our team chemistry is good, I think we'll have a chance to do pretty good this season.
Yeah, a lot better under having been second year with Jake than the first year.
Yes. You
know, everything's all new.
Yeah. It's now we know like how he runs things, you know, because like last year it was like all these new things. Like every time we like finish practice, we do this like clapping thing and we get to the circle. So it's like weird like learning those little things, and like just like the way the coach is different too. So like, and we have like all new like assistant coaches and everything, like Tom and Chris, and Sibula this year is new, and Ellie Horns this year is new as well. So, but I think we're all starting to get pretty like close with them, and just like used to their coaching style.
We look forward to seeing what you can do on the basketball court, and then you move right on into another sport.
Yeah, right into track.
Yeah, you excel. You did real good in the high jump last year.
Oh,
right?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I got 9th at state, which is weird because I jumped higher than I did my freshman year at state, but I got like worst placement by like 2 places, which isn't that big a deal. But I was just glad I could jump higher than I did my freshman year, and I'm trying to get more consistently jumping higher heights. Obviously, is the goal. So.
You actually go across the nation to places.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, this summer I went to San Diego, and I competed in high jump and swimming there. Been to North Carolina for swim. I've been to Texas for swim. But this summer was the first time I went somewhere for track, which was fun. I just like seeing how different places, like the competition there and stuff. And there's pretty good competition up there. There was me and one girl. We were just going back and forth. Yeah, and it came down to we both jumped 5.4, but I think I made 5.2 on a first jump, and she got it on her second jump. So I beat her, and it was just so cool to like see that I could compete with people from like other states that are competitive.
Well, you definitely are a multi-sport athlete, if there ever was one. And we appreciate you spending time with us today, and we wish you success on the basketball court coming up, and then track season as well.
Yes, yeah, I love all the sports I do. It's so fun. Like, it keeps me busy. I can never imagine not, like, doing these sports, because it's just so fun to be a part of, and all the teams are, like, different people. So, like, all my friends are, like, from these sports, and it's just so great to be able to be a part of all these different teams and meet all these people.
You can see that you really love it.
Yes.
That shows through, and obviously it shows through in your performance as well.
Yes, that's good. I want to project that, like, I like the sports that I do.
That is Newton Jr., Torrey White on today's Radio Sports Page. I'm Randy Van.